I'm going to change that mic again, but it's okay. Slipping around on the
sticking. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, coming back to your own involvement in politics, you joined the NPA, I think you said in 65, because of the problem you'd had with your property, and so then what happened from there?
Well, we went, the NPA, I went in the first campaign very green. I got off track there when I said that Charlie Welborn was running, and he asked if I would assist him. And I said, Charlie, of course I will. So anyway, I was in charge of the signs for this quarter of Burnaby. And I can remember being on the ice cream trucks and coming home at nights and or even driving through Burnaby and say, there's a sign down. And I would diligently go back out and put them up again. And the next morning they'd be down. And I thought, was it windy last night? It was a total new experience in democracy for me. That signs do indeed come down. It doesn't have to be wind. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's people or it's the plot of the other side. Sometimes it's just the kids of the parents that are involved taking up, and in the most part I would suggest, where they say, those damn people, you know, how I dislike them, or they don't have the same philosophies as I do. So the kids on their own go out and they tear down the sign. And from that, they took quite a distinct beating. And they won critiques on what indeed had happened. And I had just come out of the militia. And just like every good army exercise, at the end of it, you write a critique on it so you can improve the next exercise. And when they asked for a critique, well, I wrote one, and it was critical. It was strictly from a layman's point of view, but evidently it touched them sufficiently that they then had a little inquiry with four of us looking at all the points, going out and talking in the community to find out what was wrong with the old NPA, and it had been deemed to be real estate oriented and people that were more favorable to the developing community than what was existing at the present time, and sometime favor, not ever proven, but suggested favor. And so I recommended they close them down, that if they were tainted in that fashion, that's not what they should be as a municipal party, that they should be there for the people, they should be there for the community, recognizing all the rights and privileges everyone has as an individual, and not trying to step on anyone else by saying, I've been here 100 years and you've only been here 5, but nonetheless developing in that fashion. And recommended we close, and indeed they did close the NPA. So then I felt we had an obligation to replace that with something. So I was on the telephone every night of the week. I'm sure people must have been annoyed with me, but and Richie Smith was involved in it. We said that we would structure a new organization with new aims and objectives, with a new constitution, and we would write what indeed should happen in our community. And that if there was the BCA, which started out to be liberals and socialists, two liberals, two socialists running, when they used to run 4 1 year and 4 the next year, that there should be something there that that would be all party, that would run as an opposition to this group, so there would be selection. As it turned out, we elected one person the first time and two the next, and almost the whole slate the next.
So you would have started in, what, 66?
Yeah.
And then you would have had a whole slate elected by, what, 70?
Yes, in around 70, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the only people that were... And I let my name stand the first time because we couldn't get enough candidates to run, to fill out the slate. and then got the bug. And then it started to, once I got elected, I enjoyed politics more than I did my own business.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to watch the years involved in politics, the years not. Years involved, years not. And I thought, I've either got to get out of this business or I've got to get out of politics. So I decided to sell my business to my son.
Oh, yeah.
And so I gave him half and sold him half. And had retired, actually, but was still on council.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 54 at the time. And I had set out early my plan that I would retire when I was 50. Or I would be free of any demands on my time, particularly. And then they asked me to run for mayor. And indeed, I did run, and I did win.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a total immersion for 6 years in the community. And it was kind of nice, too, because you go like to this Golden Age Society, and some of the people that I delivered the Saturday Evening Post to would come up and say, "Oh, Billy, how are you?" Well, I don't consider myself Billy any longer. But it was they were in the nice times. All of it was nice. Some of them less nice than others, but it was all really enjoyable because it gave you the opportunity of just an individual kid that had no great skills, being able to rise to the point that they said, "Yes, we have enough confidence in you that we want to have you as our mayor." And on the basis of that, how can you let them down?
Right.
So I often kid that I was elected and Junie volunteered, and for 6 years, that was the total focus of our lives, was the community. Looking back now, that's probably a mistake. The community didn't suffer. The friendships that we had developed over a long period of time suffered. Because your friends would phone up and say, "Do you want to go out for dinner on Friday night?" I'd say, "Geez, would love to, but we got a commitment." And then phone you a month later and say the same thing, "Sorry, we got a commitment." And pretty soon they don't phone anymore. And it's a matter of going back to reacquaint. And in some circumstances, some of these people have died or moved away. And you have to redevelop something that you allowed to slip away because of an interest or responsibility that was greater. And you look back to it and you think, it wasn't really worth that. And yes, it was. But I wished I had addressed it somewhat differently in time management or prioritizing those things that are really important, and friendship being one of the important things in life, along with the responsibilities that you have. And there should have been a better addressing of those two important issues.